something in Siman Kusama Bey's Sif Dalad. So we did the Sif, we have to do all the Mishaburas on it. So we're holding with Mishaburas of Katlama Bey's. That's page Nun Ches. Page Nun Ches.
Nun Ches, right? Sif Kup, that.
Sif Katlama Bey's. Lamed Bey's.
Okay,
Shavach Mayim. Okay, Myri Kisha Shavach Rach Mayim Rishonim, Mixes Meravias Al Yod Achas. So the scenario was they did not use a revius when he washed it, number one. Number two, they only washed one hand so far, and they only washed it one, the Mayim Rishonim. So right now the water on the hands is tummy. Now, after he did that, he touched the washed hand within the unwashed hand.
Oh, wait, are we talking about washing with less than a revius?
Less than a revius. He had this great thought, well, I can wash one hand and then rub the water on the other hand and clean the other hand by the same time. So
he undoes what he did.
Now, but the scenario was that he had this plan, but the truth is the halacha would be the same whether he was trying just to remove some dirt or he was just touching any of them would give you the same result. It happened to be this fellow was didn't understand and he thought that would be a good idea, but that's not salient to the halacha kishu. The halacha kishu was just the touching and that's all you have to worry about. That's really the problem. Okay. So now, so few things. So I also learned in Tilo. So the touching the second hand doesn't work by doing this. So first of all, your plan to clean the second hand by doing this, being matar the second hand by taking that water, doesn't work. And number two, it makes the first hand have a problem as well.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So let's say he washed his first hand with less than revius. The water is tummy. Now he washes his second hand with less than revius, and that water is also tummy. Now he rubs them together. He's doing sheaf shuf, right?
Right.
So why does that not make everything tummy?
Well, actually, it's going to be a problem over there also. As we'll get that we saw later on in the sif. That's also a problem.
So there really is no way to do this with less than a revius. That's not
no, because if you pour onto the one hand once twice, then you pour on the other hand once twice, and then you put them together, then it's fine.
Even though it's less than a revius.
Even though it's less than a revius. But since you did both Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Shniyim on both hands already, then you're fine because the hands are tor. The water is tore because the second pouring of the water is matar of the water. So the hands are tore, the water is tore, everything is fine. The problem is in the case where the hands are tore, in this scenario, both hands, you're considering both hands are tore, but the water is still tame. Yeah, because the Mayim Rishonim only, the water is still tame.
I'm still trying to, forgive me for being ridiculous here, but I'm still trying to figure out how you've got less than a revius, you're going to pour twice on the right hand, twice on the left hand,
okay,
and have it covered the entire hand.
Okay, we're not going there. Okay. Okay, Nitmu.
I mean, am I completely ridiculous in my question, or...?
Listen, Chazal said it's possible, you know, I'm not so talented, they were more talented, okay? I have a problem with that. Nitmu, the Mayim Rishonim Cheshuvim Tameyim, the Nitmu Be'ez HaNatila B'Negiyasim B'Yodim. So the Mayim Rishonim is Tameh. Like we said before, Kanawa Sif Be'ez. So now, this plan was to take the water on his right hand and rub it onto his left hand, let's say, right? So, and we matar the left hand. So that's not a good idea, number one, because the water on the hand is tome, so it can't help you to matar the second hand. That's problem number one. The problem number two is, okay, now, Shiv Shanitmeis, so it comes out, again, we're still holding by the issue of what happens to the second hand. We'll discuss later what happens to the second and also the first hand. But this plan that he had, this great idea, takes the water which is tummy on the right hand and rubs it on his left hand. So that water which is tummy is matama the second hand. Now that second hand is worse off than had you not washed it at all. Okay, you not washed it at all, so you start with Mayim Rishonim, you're retired. But now, That's the regular tumas yadayim, but this is the tumas which came because of the water, which is natila. Mayim shim won't help because he didn't wash that hand. Mayim rishonim won't help because the hand that became tumay through this water. So you're like, you got to dry and start all over again.
And
the Rambam tameim shabo al yodoy. The water which is tame on the right hand and now it's on the left hand, there's no way to retire that water, right? Because there's water there which is tame. That concept of mayim shim is retire the mayim shim is only on the hand that you poured the water onto, not onto the other hand. So you have no way to get this tumma off of this water. Unless, and that you can pour, like it says, kamakab, and many, many reviyos, it's not going to help you. The only solution is going to be to dry that hand and start over again. Okay, so that's the problem that what the mayim on the right hand do to the left hand. Fine. Chaverta. Amelagam he adds some nitmes. So and now what happens is now the right hand is matama the left hand, and the left hand turns around as matama the right hand. So start lanagba gam kids. We have to dry the right hand off as well. Could the water on this hand can't become tor through the second pouring because it has tuma on it from the left hand touching it. Mayim shim only helps for the water which is the tumah which is on the hand from that hand, not which it came to from something else over here being the other hand. So therefore, in Moshe's case where you pour mayim shim on both hands so far, that's all you've done. You haven't poured mayim shim on the hands yet. And then they touch each other. So then each one hand with matama the other hand, the water on the other hand, and then there's no way to retire it because now the tomb on the right hand is not just because of the right hand, which the mayim shtim will help for it. It's also because of the left hand, and vice versa. Therefore, when you pour from the kli on one hand, and it touches the other hand, you're going to have to be menage, but you dry your hands and start over again. Since the right hand will be matam of the left hand, and the left hand will be matam of the right hand, because if the left hand, right hand doesn't is not matar the left hand, so the left hand remains with tuma, which it'll then impart to the right hand. Okay, you must dry them, and without drying them, there's no way to retire this water. Okay, Lamed Ches.
So you're now much worse off because you obviously only had a small amount of water to begin with. You've used that now, and you're still tummy.
Right. So you got to go get some more water.
And according to the glossary in here, Revius is somewhere between 2.9 fluid ounces and at most 5.1 fluid ounces.
Actually, the highest here is 5.7, but it's not a gigantic amount. Okay. Fikach, so we said that a person washes his hands, so you have to have somebody pouring it onto your hands. Now, what's the flow over here? What's the connection? Fikach. Ratzolomer. We don't want one hand touching the other hand until we finish the whole process. And this is a common problem. Then we're going to give you three suggestions of how to avoid the potential problem. Option number one is that somebody else you can put your two hands together and somebody else can pour water, a revius, on both hands at the same time. So there's no tuma on the hands at all because it's a revius at one time. So even though you only have one revius, you can pour it onto both hands at the same time and solve that problem. Or you can do a very acrobatic feat and come up with a way of doing that to yourself as well. Or if you have two revios, you can pour a revios in each hand at one shot, each hand getting a full revius, and then there's no problem with the water afterwards being tomei. Does nitzuru ayerizel yod of the gamri, then the hands become tor. Veshuvei negios and zubazu mekalkalin. So then even after, so you see, wash the right hand, you wash the left hand, each one of the revius, so the water on the hands are tor. They touch each other afterwards, it's fine. That's the din of shevshuv. That's when you're supposed to do shevshuv, right? Then it's not only is it acceptable, but it's a mitzvah to do shivshuv. But until you get to that stage, you don't want that. So the solutions are, the three suggestions are to avoid the problem, and somebody will pour aleihem on both hands together. Lamites. I know why you stay out of kechel, you pour on both hands at the one time. So we saw this idea before, because then the halacha looks at it, it's one unit. So the water is going then they're not being matami each other. They're functioning as one unit. As long as there's enough space for water to get through everything. So then they're not matami each other, because they're functioning as one unit. So this unit is being nitar at the same time. Okay? So you have somebody else to pour on him. That's option number one. So he'll use revius for both hands together. Option number two, we may lo yachar mem. Having somebody pour on you is much better than the second option, even though I'm very talented, very skilled with my hands. But you're going to take the water, put it by your fingertips, sort of like flip it up and have it pour over the hands. You might miss part of your hand. So even though it sounds like a great trick to do, but it's not such a great idea. Therefore, we'd rather have somebody else pour it. Like, don't be
shy. Ask for help.
Have somebody else help you. Now, I'll show you how to care. So the advantage of both of these approaches is that you need one revius, and whereas if you start with one revius and you pour each hand separately, there's less than revius in each hand, and then there's issues of tuma. But since the both hands are together, and the revius pours on both hands at one time, and the hands function as one unit, so then everything becomes torn, and there's no problems of tumah. You don't need mayim shneim. Okay, now that's if you have a limited amount of water. Let's say you could have two revius, then you could pour in each hand. Yishrach kolach is revius. Or you pour in each hand the revius by itself. Each one gets his own revius. So, if you have that option, that's great. Now, the mishmar revius yarak yarachas. Now you have to do revius on both hands. Each one getting his own revius. Because let's say you say, well, I have like a revius and a half. I'll pour some on the right hand, and then the rest of the revius in the left hand. And I get a revius in the left hand, but the right hand still needs mayim shneim. Then if the right hand touches the left hand, the mayim rishonim on the right hand is tomei, and then you have this problem again. Okay, so now that you've been matire your hands with revius, either because you put one revius in both hands, either somebody else or yourself, or you put a revius in each hand independently, now all that water is torn, then you can rub the hands together. Let's go back in all three cases. Then there's no problem with doing shivshuv. But then we said, "Out of Rabbi, it's a mitzvah to do shivshuv." Okay, so that's wonderful.
Can I ask another question? What if you're supposed to get your entire hand wet with the washing? What does shivshuv actually accomplish? If you let's say you've actually gotten your entire hand wet. And now you're going to do shifshuf, but what does that accomplish?
Okay, so that's a good point. So that's where the Rambam Shita is, which is where the Rambam and the Rosh both mentioned the shifshuf. But the Rambam says, because we had a machlokes before, what's the issue of washing? Is it for cleanliness or is it for tahara? So for tahara purpose, shifshuf doesn't really do anything. For cleanliness purposes, it helps rub off if there's any zuma, etc. Above and beyond just pouring the water, the rubbing helps remove any residue of the sweat, whatever it is which is on the hand.
There's not supposed to be any to begin with. Otherwise, you're supposed to wash your hands before, right?
No, okay, stop. If you learn the purpose of washing is for cleanliness, it's not for dirt. It's not for chazitza. It's for the zuma which hands develop. Zuma is the residue of sweat, etc., which is on the hands. It's not necessarily something which is clearly, it's not a chazitza. It's that thin film which we find on our hands. That the hands, seeing your hands are not, quote unquote, not dirty, your hands feel cleaner after you wash them. So the Rambam says that the purpose of, so we pour the water all over the hands, and then we rub them together to help the process of removing any type of residue which is there. Okay. Shashavar Ravia, here's what the Shulchan Aruch tells me that we mentioned this the other Ravia doesn't come to me, like, you know, at least 10, 15 times. So the Shulchan Aruch finally tells us that clearly here in the Sifta Aleph. Because we pour Revius, there's no need for Shemayim Shniyim, because they made Revius Achas like Tvilo, etc. Shashavar Chotzalem, Memdal. Why it is that? Since Revius does not makabel tuma, so the Revius of water on your hands will not be makabel tuma, so the water remains tor. So you finish the process of tahara, your hands are tor, the water is tor, now you can rub them together or touch each other. Now, then the Chaber went on to a new case. If somebody else touches your hands, your hands are still wet, and somebody else touches your wet hands. Im laga behem memhei vavshikarai nolto yodav gam b'mayim shniim. You already been mitar your hands. You poured mayim rishon and mayim shniim. Oy brevias vasachas. So you poured revias in your hands vasachas. So there's no problem with tuma anyway. Shonitzu yodav legam. Your hands are totally tore. Kimin shenaga behem achash lenolto yodav. But somebody else who touches them, who did not wash his hands yet, he's going to matama the water on your hands, and that will turn around and be matama your hands, and therefore you have to start over again. And again, once the water is tummy in your hands, not due to your own personal hands, the pouring water on them will not be matara them, so you have to dry your hands and start over again.
Is this before or after you shoot the person who touched you?
There probably be other issues.
I'm sorry. I just.
Now, what about the? So, this is all talking about the time of the tila. This is the water of the tila, and so Chazal said the tila process has to be finished. You dry your hands are dry. Once your hands are dried, somebody else touches your hands. It's not a problem. Let's say somebody else touches your hands. And your hands are, you know, you're during the meal, your hands got wet. Somebody touches your hands. They didn't wash their hands. They touch your hands. Again, it's not a problem. This is only the water during the time of the process, during the netila process. But once your hands are tore, and later on during the meal, there are some machmirim. The Mashadisha brings the Arsama Khir amount, but in general, the Chazanish points out that water during the meal, your hands get wet and somebody touches your hands, somebody did not wash his hands, touches your hands, which are wet, that's not a problem. Okay.
Well, why wouldn't it be a problem? Because you already started the meal?
What? Somebody had a question?
Your hands were dry and someone else was in the middle of washing the dishes and got your hands wet, would that be worse than just the middle of the meal?
If somebody, you washed already?
You finished washing, and they said whatever, you were in a place where there were other people washing right next to you, and someone else washed next to you and touched your hand while it was still wet. So that would be the middle of the dishes water, which is worse.
Did they finish washing?
They were in the middle of washing.
Okay. Well, so if the water on their hands is tore, which means they use Revius, then it's not a problem. If your hands are tore, his hands are tore, it's not a problem. If he used less than Revius, yes, it's a problem, because that mayim is tomei, so that's a problem. So Moshe was asking, why is the Chazi say that this is true? So I told you before, that we mentioned before, that the same way we don't again, Bezman, that there was, we were dealing with bone, all of the lachas, Tum and Tahara, Truma, Kachim, etc., the rules were different. That's not what we're talking about, right? But because then there would be issues. But when Chazal made this Takana, and they made a limited application of the Takana, they only dealt with the issues of Tum and Tahara of the water during the Netilah process. You touch the water before, let's say, You get up in the morning and you want to wash your hands and you haven't, you know, there's ruach ra. Ruach ra is a problem on the water. So if your finger goes into the water, you have a container of water next to your bed and you wake up in the morning, you're machmir on that, and it's dark in the room and you stick your finger into the kli. So that's the end of the kli. You pour water to wash your hands with and you stick your finger into the kli, it's not the end of the kli. That water is still tor. Because you stuck your finger in it, that doesn't make a difference. The halachas of Tumah Tahara are only in the actual netila process. The same way it's true if you drew water yesterday from the well without washing your hands, and you touched the container, and you put that into your big cistern in the house that you keep all your water in, and then you came out and you took it out again with your hands and put it to a kli to wash with, I don't care. Now, that's what we had before, that these halachas don't apply. So it's only who adin, that's true before the meal, it's also true during the meal, that the water during the meal is not going to be the time of your hands. Okay. I get amayim. Ritzalayim reshamayim nitmu menigiyosoi umetam al yadayim. So, if this other individual, he touched the water, made the water tame, and now the water turns around as metam of your hands. Okay. So, therefore, you have to be careful when you're pouring the mayim shniyim. Again, the Mechaber's case, there was three pourings. First pouring was the move any chatzitza, then there's the first tahara pouring, and there's the second tahara pouring. So this is referring to the shlishas, which are the shniyim, etc. Fine. The point he's saying is you can't use round one as, I'll say, okay, well, after the second set of water, my hands are the water is fine, right? I poured twice in my right hand, and not three times yet. So I say, okay, well, listen, why don't we say b'di'evid, I'll count the first pouring as my first netila, the second pouring as my second netila, and now the water is tor. He says, no, because you didn't pour the first pouring for the purpose of the netila, you poured the first pouring for the purpose of removing the lichluch, of removing the chatzitza. So therefore, the first netila is only the second pouring, and the second netila you haven't done yet, so it wasn't revias, so the water is tame. So that situation, you got b'chavertish. Chavertish, she had allowed rock mayim rishonim. See, even if you poured mayim shim on one hand, you only have mayim rishonim on the other hand. Halo tzemeim heim, that water is tummy, only have mayim rishonim. Matamas yada rishonim, it'll go back in the time of the first hand. Okay. Ubidiyavadim noga. So in the scenario which the Shulchan Aruch gave, So you pour Mayim Rishonim on the right hand, Mayim Rishonim on the left hand, and then the left hand, which has Mayim Rishonim on it, which the water is tummy, touch the right hand. Okay. Tzmeim Heim HaTamas Yadayim Yadar Rishonim. But Yavadim Loga, Yishonim HaSein Tzarech L'Nagva. Now, in that situation where it did touch, do you need to dry it off before you wash it? Wash it again.
I would say yes.
Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring two shitas, and the Chazanish says the first shita which Mishnah Berurah can bring, says you don't have to dry. He finds tumua ma'od. It's difficult to understand the shita, and I have to tell you that I have the same problem and with difficulty understanding it. But he argued like this. This shita, which is the marshal, rak noisen achakach, mayim alei hamachas. You pour onto that water one time, the mayim shniyim. Why? Shekim and shekvar ha'yu tarim legamri. He got both hands, both hands became tor already in this situation. So different than the first case of the machaber, the right hand was tor, had mayim rishonim on it, left hand was still tomei. In this situation, both hands are tor.
But they're still wet.
But they're still wet with mayim rishonim. So now, he's saying, that we're not going to, in this scenario, since both hands are tore already, so the real issue is just not to be matar of the hands, be matar of the water. So then, the marshal holds, avisha nitmu miyado acheres mehani mayim shnim latarum. V'yesharmim de gamazet sarach lanagva kamer shenogam hem acher. So there's the The Rambam says in this situation, the Rambam will say later on, in this situation, you have to dry your hands before you, and solve it by drying your hands afterwards. The Mishal is difficult to understand. There's true that there's a difference in this case and the case before, but not every difference should make a halachic difference. There's differences in the scenarios, but in logic, the Svara should apply to both. So that Mishal is difficult to understand. Now, if you wash each hand with a revius, so we've obviated all of these problems. When you wash the right hand and then the left hand with each one with his own revius, or both hands together with the revius, then they can touch each other. But that solves that your two hands can touch each other. That you've solved with the revius. Once both hands have been washed. If your hands are wet, and another individual has not washed, touches you, that's a problem. Okay, so now, so person washed the right hand, person washed the left hand, his hands are tore, washed the revius, and hands are still wet. Somebody touches his hands. So really, he should stop right there, dry his hands, and wash over again, and then make the bracha. Well, he didn't think about that, and he just went ahead with making the bracha. Now he realizes that, no, somebody touched my hand. I have to wash again. Does he make a bracha again or not? That's the question which the Chayyadim is dealing with. So Chayyadim says, in that scenario, Yashav Yitayonah V'lo Yivorech. So in that situation, he holds that you should not make another bracha. Another application of that. So what will be in a case where he... I'm not sure. Okay. He gives you... He's relying on the shita which holds it maybe bidyavid, the hand won't, once there's a revius, the same revius is not matama from your hand, is not matama from somebody else's hand as well. So, at least the bracha you shouldn't make. Kazakh right in. Common issue. Imnotu hakli biyadu halacha. So the person washed his right hand and then took his wet right hand. I put it and held the kli. Hainu b'yad ha'yamin. Shavach alav etchil l'pam achas b'yad ha'smalis. And he didn't use a revius. So the water on his hand is tamei. So nitma izan ha'kli me'amayim sheyesh al yadu. D'mayim reshadim tamei'im he. So the water is tamei. So now you have this tamei water on the handle of the kli. So the way we wash once, twice on the right hand, once, twice on the left hand, so it's not an issue. But if a person would decide to do right hand, left hand, he's going to have a major headache. Because if he didn't use revius on the right hand, so the water on his hand is tummy, so he puts
His wet hand on the cup.
So right now the left hand's holding it. So he says, okay, then he switches to puts his right hand on it. That water is tamei. Good. Now, later on, he then switches back to the left hand, and that tamei dika right hand water, which is on the kli, with matame's left hand. So, therefore, the eitzim for that is, yad to revius with basachas al koyad b'yad, or shish mechwarem b'shenu m'shtim al koyad b'yad b'fnei atzim. So either your solution is to pour revius in each hand at one time, or alternatively, the solution is to pour one, two on the right hand, and then again, the water in the hand is now tore and won't create a problem.
For purposes of this discussion, when we talk about Ravias, are we saying Ravias is only the lesser, 2.9 fluid ounces? Or are we saying that it has to be the 5.7 ounces that you mentioned? Or somewhere in between?
In general, the 2.9 sheath is not really accepted so much.
So you're saying it's more really closer to 6 ounces?
No, but the Ramesh's mashman that this is older abundance, so 3.3 ounces would be enough. Ramesh holds the smallest share is 3.3.
3.3 ounces.
Yeah. Okay. So now, what's a common application of this issue is you go to a chasna, right? So you don't want to button somebody else's life and get involved in their life, but you watch them wash in front of you their hands improperly. So if they wash their hands improperly, the water is still tummy, even though you use Ravias, right? But if it's they very generously placed tummy thick of water on your kli.
And now you've got to use that same kli.
So now you've got to use that kli. So in that situation, even though Mishabur came out, water which is tor on your hands, and then your hands are wet when you start washing, is not a problem. You don't have to dry. But water which is tummy is going to be a problem. So in that situation, it would make sense to dry the handles of the kli before you start using it.
What if they actually, quote-unquote, stuck their hands into the kli and the water there? Do you now have to dry out the entire kli and start over with a completely dry kli?
No, I think you're going to rinse it out. Yeah. Okay. One second. Now, so take a look over here. In the Sheratzim, Sifkot Mem Aleph, Reisim Abinskei Tshuva Shekasa V'Chachil Yizor Shli Heozin Akli Nogav Legamri. So therefore, he suggests it should always make sure that the handle of the kli is dry. Shimu Lach, because if it's wet, Imken Kishanotu Yodah Achas Nitma Maim Shalakli. When you take it with one hand, you make the water on the kli tamei. Shiyashu v'yitol v'yigabav abiyad shekvar notol t'tamei yisrael yad adkan l'shon. Then, when you want to switch hands, so the piskei tshuva is concerned about, so there's water, you go to the well and you dip the kli into the well and you put it up. So there's water on the outside of the kli. Okay? Now you put it into your left hand. The left hand hasn't been washed yet, so that left hand will affect that water. Okay? This is what the piskei tshuva says. Left hand will affect that water, and now you're pouring. Now you finish washing the right hand, and you take the handle with your right hand. But that water is tame, is going to be matame your hand. That's what the Biskut Shuva says. Chaykos b'sefer Shulchan Shlomoi. Umashim ben neshanim shebepam rishana kishnotel akli biyada yizor shiyeh oizun akli naguv. The yidav hachi tame tekev al yedei hayad. So they're concerned about the hand, which is not in the netila process, being the time of the water on the outside of the kli. So at the Mishabura, V'emes Mashem Me'achronim, Hamas Shekel and the Graz, that will not be the time of the water. Tavi Kimoshenoga Biyadim and Maim Shabakli Shalabashas the Tila, before Li Abbasim Kuf Samach, Sif Yud Alev, Tlo Nitsula Maim Ayerezet. So that's what we mentioned before, that we said before. That this whole halacha of creating tumah on the water is only in the netila process, but again, bizman that they were dealing with bona fide issues of tumah and tahara, it was an issue. But nowadays we're not dealing with that. So Chazal only dealt with issues of tumah and tahara within the netila process itself. So any touching of the water earlier on, not in the netila process, doesn't affect the water. So the same way that's true, and that's in Kuf Samach. I remember I couldn't find where it was. It's Yerala. Well, that's where it is. It's a Ramah before in Simon Kuf Samach Sif Yerala. Mishal anotol yada v'naga b'mayim. Person does not wash his hands; he touches the water. Lanipsa oisa amayim natila lemikir mayim tameim. The water does not become tame. But you cannot use water which already been used for washing, right? Right. Fine.
Can I ask another question?
So let's finish this shot here. 1 second. So Hachinami, Hare Oisa Yadlo, not to Ladayan. So the same way that's true, like we had before, that any water which your hand's touching and not in the Natila process, the water is not affected. So in this scenario, so he dips his Tomedic hands into the well. No problem, because the well is a mikvah. Good. He pulls the kli out. The kli is not a mikvah. And there's water on the outside of the kli. So that's not part of the Natila process yet. So that water will not become Tomei by your hands touching it. So the Piskei Tshuva is being machmer on it. And the Shulchan Shlomo is being machmer on it. And he's saying that the Master Shekel and the Graz say that's not true. And therefore, so that's why Mishabura doesn't say that scenario. The Mishabura is not worried about that scenario. He's worried about a scenario where you already started washing, and the water on the hands was less than a revius. Then you have a problem. That water is tummy.
How do you determine when does the washing process start? I would think that putting water in a cup would be part of the washing process. Logically speaking, that would be the first step in the process.
No, because it's not part of the natila. It's not part of the action. It's not part of the act of washing. The Chazal put halacha of tuma during the act of washing. The mitar of the hands, the mitam of the water. The water is less than revius, less more than revius. That's the issues of tuma. We're dealing in the actual natila itself. We're dealing with issues of tuma and tahara. Therefore, the guy washed before you and he left the kli being wet, and you come. Let me ask you a stupid question. Let's change the scenario. So the guy washed before you. I gave you an example. He washed before you improperly. Let's say he washed properly. The water is wet. The handle is wet. So I come over there and I put my right hand and I pick up the kli and I switch it to my left hand. Well, wasn't I just matam by that water? My right hand, which is tummy, touched the water.
And now your hand is slightly wet from it.
Right? So is that a problem? The answer is no, because that wasn't the act of the natila. Now my left hand touches it. Again, it's not a problem. That's not part of the act of the natila. Now I pour it onto my hand. That water is a problem. That water, when I put it back onto the kli, that water is part of the natila process. That water, if it's tomei, will put tomei water onto the kli. But whatever happens before the actual natila process, Mishabura holds not a problem. Now there is a chazanish, which is machmer on it. You should dry off the kli before you start. But the Mishabura is b'machri over here that's not an issue. Okay, let's do sif hay. So we did one sif the whole time. We did one sif. The sif hay really is a continuation of sif dalet. Okay, mitayach mashik savnu yisbar lucha. From what we've written, it should be clear to you now. The ha de yad nitma b'shiv shel chaverta. That the issue over here that one hand affects the other hand is if you dry, you wash one hand, and then afterwards you went and touched the other hand. But I don't have a problem with you taking both hands and putting it, well, one you say, well, there's two hands over here, and they're affecting each other. No, if you put both hands in the chatkila, and somebody pours in your hands, or... So we look at it as one unit, like one hand. In the same way, we don't say, well, my thumb touched my palm. You know, the thumb is with palm and a palm. Right? It's one hand. So over here, when you put both hands together, Chazal looked at it as one unit. It's like one hand, and not matam each other. We had before that you can really pour on multiple people's hands at one time. So all of us can stick on our right hands and our left hands. We have this big mass of hands over here as long as there's room for the water to get through to everybody. And we're touching each other. Again, it's all one unit, and that's acceptable, and that's not a problem. Okay. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll do the shivers.